Once again, if you're just tuning in here on Country 101.7 FM or on KBOE-TV at KBOE.com, we are set for our final girls matchup of day one of the Lyon County League Tournament, the number two Lady Bearcats, the number seven Lady Titans. And, Mike, your keys to victory for these two teams.
Obviously, it runs through Kaylin Noonan. If you are the Burlingame Bearcats, obviously devoid of senior guard Daylen Winters, still struggling with that knee injury she suffered against Obie a couple weeks ago. So I don't know if she'll be available this week or not. But I know Coach Slater was hoping, you know, she might have a possibility there. But I know she might go for an MRI on Wednesday, and hopefully she at least has a definite answer on that.
Yeah.
Now for Coach True, obviously, got to take away that inside game that the Bearcats are so reliant on now without Winters on the bench. But Noonan averaging 20 points per ball game, and you just got to take care of the ball game. Just take care of the ball. I mean,
yeah,
just obviously playing, you can't really play up to White. Just take your time, and just it's like you're playing at home.
Noonan for the Lady Cats and Weirs for the Lady Titans. It's won by Weirs, and we are underway here in White Auditorium. Lady Titans going from left to right as we see the action here on the west side of the auditorium into the hands of Riley Mathis. Mathis, nice feed down low to Jaylee True, but she can't hit the five-footer. Rebound goes to Simmons. Now up top into the hands of Alexandra Crook. Crook works it left side to Kenna Masters. Lady Bearcats in their home whites, black numbers and letters. Lady Cats across the chest. Titans in their blue road uniforms with gold numbers and letters. Lady Titans across the chest and white trim. Ball being worked up top to Isabel Tyson. Now to the left corner to Masters. Masters gives it left block to Crook, and it's skipped back to the right wing to Noonan. Bearcats have yet to attack the rim, and they won't get the chances. There's a turnover in the lane taken away by Jaylee True. 0-0 here to start. 1 minute into this ball game. Right side work to Ross Snowville of Southern Coffee County. Now to True. Just outside the lane. She'll kick it back out into the hands of Carly Ohl. And up top to Snowville, who resets the offense. Lot of patient looks here by these two teams. Nobody really attacking yet as a 8-foot jumper from the right block gets launched by Josie Weirs. It's long. It'll go into the hands of Gracie Simmons, and we will get a quick timeout here by Coach Jeff Slater as he wants to talk things over with his team. Our timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue. Deliciousness at your fingertips. Order now on the app with mobile order and pay, and pick it up at the store. It looks like we're going to be getting hungry again here tonight, depending on how many timeouts we get.
Absolutely. I was able to enjoy that after the Flint Hills League Championship.
I thought so.
You know, obviously everyone was had the same idea Friday night. But with no hospitality room, I mean, we're almost reliant on McDonald's on West 6th Avenue now.
Understandable. We don't have a hospitality room here with the COVID surge still underway. But, man, everybody missing out on those beer rocks.
I know. My wife messaged Laura Brashears yesterday afternoon and said, hey, beer rocks tomorrow, and was told no hospitality at all. So we've been kind of reeling all day today trying to get motivated for these ball games.
Left side, Kenna Masters now to the left block to Crook. Crook works it down low, right block. Nice jumper by Kaylin Noonan. Makes it 2-0. Lady Bearcats, 6:07 to go in the first quarter. Lady Titans looking to answer, but they're stuck in the backcourt. Carly Ohl turns it over in the backcourt now into the hands of Masters. Masters at the top of the key, works it right side to Tyson. Down low, right wing now with it is Noonan. To the foul line, jump shot, bank shot is good by Alexandra Crook. 4-0 now for Burlingame. Apologies, Michael.
That's why they're one of the top teams in the Lyon County League, let alone the state. Just that backcourt pressure they're able to apply, forcing that turnover.
On the opposite end, overshoots the rim. Does Josie Weirs from the right side. We'll get a foul on the rebound. It's going to go against the Lady Titans. See who they call this one on. That's going to go against Riley Mathis, the 5'2 senior.
Burlingame 10-2 on the year. Obviously mentioned before the national anthem that they lost their last two. 12-point loss to Lebo, and then a 14-point loss to Little River. Little River, one of the top teams in 1A, along with Burlingame.
You got to think that Burlingame is wanting to get to Championship Saturday for a rematch with the Lady Wolves. It's down low. Noonan, right block, knocks it in once again. Noonan has four. It's 6-0 Burlingame. 5:15 to go in the first. Weirs leads the charge the opposite direction, loses the handle in the lane, but it's picked up by Mathis. Mathis now works it back up top into the hands of Carly Ohl. Ohl will throw it to Weirs. Right block, turn, shoots, has her shot altered. And the rebound again goes to Burlingame. Leading the charge now up the other way is Noonan. Noonan goes left side now to Noonan down on the left block. Has to kick it back up top to Isabella Tyson. Right side, Alexander Crook inside the arc, now goes left side to Masters. Baseline with it, Noonan drives, tries to go around, True, does, but can't hit the shot. Put back is good by Alexander Crook from 2 feet out. Crook and Noonan tied at four here. It's 8-0 Burlingame, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Jeff True. Wants to talk things over with his Lady Titans. Two timeouts already here. This will be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a quick one with them. We're back in 30 seconds here in White Auditorium with coverage of the 2022 Lyon County League Champion or Lyon County League Tournament. Getting ahead of myself there here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
4:31 left to go here in the first quarter as the Burlingame Lady Bearcats lead the Southern Coffee County Lady Titans 8-0. After a slow start by both teams, we were scoreless for just about a minute and a half there as Coach Jeff Slater called a timeout, had a quick heart-to-heart with his girls, and they came out, and it's been an 8-0 run ever since.
Yeah, I didn't really like how they started those first two possessions. No. But they're rocking and rolling right now. And obviously, you mentioned if they get a lot of games have to be had there. But if they're able to make it to Saturday, that'll be the first time they've ever played in a Lyon County League championship. And they've been a part of the Lyon County League for over 30 years. I think their first year was 1991.
Well, if anybody's going to do it, it might be Jeff Slater, as Carly Ohl throws a pass away intended for Ross Snowville. Went way over her head and out of bounds to the Lebo boys, who are getting set for their matchup following the conclusion of this game.
Yep, Slater in his second year. They had a historic year last year and already off to a chance to do the same thing this year.
Yeah, they've been dominant here the last 2 years. As a three on the way, it's good by Gracie Simmons. That is a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. It's 11-0. Burlingame as trying to answer is Southern Coffee County. Jaylee True from point blank range up front is no good.
SEC's gotten good looks, but they've always had a hand in their face. They're 0-5 to begin the ballgame.
Back on the attack now is Burlingame. A turnover. Pass intended down low for Simmons from Isabella Tyson. It goes into the hands of Josie Weirs, and now they are back on the attack. That three-pointer knocked down from the top really is starting to shift the momentum into the hands of Burlingame as a three-point answer on the way is well short by Riley Mathis.
Kid wasn't even paying attention. He woke up and had a girl right in his face. Whoa.
That's a heck of a way to wake up. You got a ball player coming right at you.
Head in his phone.
Hey.
Headphones on. No idea what's going on.
You can't sit in the front row, not be ready. As Simmons, another three on the way. That one is short. Rebound goes to Southern Coffee County. Leading the charge here now is Carly Ohl, the 5'7 freshman. Getting some valuable minutes here as it's almost poked into the backcourt by Noonan. Now getting some assistance from Isabella Tyson on the right side of the floor, trying to get it away from Weir. She'll drive inside the arc, throws it left wing, and has a pass intended from Mathis, taken away by Noonan. Noonan hustling down the other way. Nice feed down low, but Crook can't hit the bunny, and the ball pops free. Rebound will go to Carly Ohl. Ohl in amongst a sea of Bearcats, hits the front iron with a jumper in the lane. That's no good. Simmons trying to feed Newton on the opposite baseline and will throw it way over her head and out of bounds. Substitutions for both sides. Burlingame sending back in Kenna Masters. Isabel Tyson will take a seat, as will Jaylee True for the Lady Titans, as into the lineup comes 5'6 freshman Emily Christensen. Also in for Burlingame now. Out comes Noonan. Into the lineup comes the 5'7 sophomore Madison Hofstadt. Baseline inbound goes to Snowville in the left corner. Now it's taken away by Simmons. Simmons ties up. Ties up with Carly Ohl. And we will get a foul on Southern Coffee County. That's going to go against Carly Ohl. That'll be her first, team second. Left side with it now, Emma Tyson. As we will get a push. Another foul coming to the Lady Titans. They've got three now. That one is against Mathis. That's her second. Minute 57 left to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats lead it 11-0. Simmons into the left corner to Masters, who knocks down a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three. Kenna Masters increases it to 14. Southern Coffee County still looking for their first points of the ball game. They've had some looks. They just can't capitalize on it, as left side with the now is Ross Snowville. Bounce pass, right wing, into the hands of Riley Mathis. Right block. Gives to Christensen. Her shot is blocked, and it's picked up now by Simmons. Feeds it down to Crook. Right block. Waits out the defense, but then overshoots the rim. The rebound is picked up by Carly Ohl, who might have gotten away with an extra step there.
Well, if she got away with an extra step, it could have been a reach-in, too.
That's
so
true. That's
very
true.
I like the no-call here.
Yeah. Snowville, right side of the floor to Weirs at the right elbow, drives inside the lane. Jumper is short. Rebound will go to Masters with 55 seconds to go. Right side with it now. Gracie Simmons drives in, gets held up by the defense. Now up to Masters. Left wing three is long. Rebound by Weir. She has a breakaway, needs to hustle. As Burlingame catching up, she'll go for the layup and get it. Josie Weirs gives the Lady Titans their first points of the ball game. It's 14-2. Burlingame, 30 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Simmons, left wing three on the way. Just a little short, rolls over the top. Rebound gets pulled down by Carly Ohl, and she's in no hurry with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Might turn on the Jets here in a moment. She's trying to go around Emma Tyson. Bounce pass on the right block intended for Emily Christensen gets taken away. Now with it for Burlingame is Hovestat. Hovestat gives in the lane to Emma Tyson, who knocks down the five-footer. And that will do it for one. 16-2 is the lead for the Lady Bearcats as we close down the first quarter of action. We will be right back here after a short break on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com, 16-2 Burlingame.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
Back inside White Auditorium, Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on your nighttime coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We are in the midst of our final girls game of the evening with the Lady Bearcats of Burlingame leading the Lady Titans of Southern Coffee County 16-2. We mentioned it was a slow start in the first quarter for both teams, then the Bearcats kind of busted it open after a quick timeout by Coach Jeff Slater, and they have been dominant ever since. Bearcats with the ball to start the second quarter. Masters, right corner now, throws it up top to Isabella Tyson. She'll circle around looking for an opening and give to Noonan at the left elbow. Noonan circles, still inside the arc, throws it to Masters, who fires up a long two that's no good. Rebound will be picked up by Riley Mathis. She drives down the other way. Jumper from the right block is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Josie Weirs, so it's going back to Burlingame with 7:25 to go in the half.
Yeah, SEC kind of struggling. SEC struggling from the field to begin the ball game. Yeah. Obviously, the excellent ball pressure by Bearcats contributing, but one out of 11 from the field so far.
Up top with it, Masters for Burlingame. Now to Tyson, Isabella Tyson. Back to Masters. She'll start the drive from the left wing. Has nowhere to go with it. Gives it to Noonan. She drives into the lane. Leaves the floater a little short. Rebound will be picked up by Ross Snowville. Now Snowville, left side to Carly Ole. Ole trying to back down Noonan. Throws to Jaylee True. Right block. And she will fire one from the field and get it. Nice shot by Jaylee True.
Yeah, they were fronting her, and she just had to catch the ball and turn and face, and no help side defense to take that away.
Pass almost taken away by Carly Ole. She deflected it, but trying to go for the loose ball, she'll run over Kenna Masters, and Carly Ole picks up her second. So now two Lady Titans in with two fouls, as out of the Burlingame lineup will come Kenna Masters and Madison Hovestat. And out there now for the Lady Bearcats, all five starters. We've got Tyson, Noonan, Simmons, Masters, and Crook. Crook, nice feed down low to Gracie Simmons, but she has her shot rejected. Good defense there by the Lady Titans as Carly Ole brings it up across half court. 6:22 left to go in the half. Burlingame has yet to find the basket here in the second quarter. Weirs outside the lane now to the right block. Jumper on the way, hits side iron. Rebound will be picked up by Isabella Tyson. She'll lead the charge the opposite direction now. Nice feed to Noonan, right block. Goes up for the shot. Has a hand in her face, but still knocks it down off the bank shot. Noonan has 6 on the night, leading all scores. On the other end, Noonan almost intercepts a pass. It'll go out of bounds out of her hands, so it'll stay with the Lady Titans as they trail it by 14, 18-4, 5:50 left in the first half. Taking a seat is Gracie Simmons into the lineup because Kenna Masters. So it's Kenna Masters, Emma Masters, Alexandra Crook, Kaylin Noonan, and Isabel Tyson for the Bearcats. As we get a foul call, that one will go against Emma Tyson, her first. Noonan intercepts the inbounds. Hustles down the other way in a foot race with Riley Mathis. Stops, shoots over the top of Mathis and scores. Took him a minute to get going, but now Burlingame again in full control here as Weirs gets it across half court, going for the layup, gets tapped on the wrist and one.
Excellent press break there by the Titans.
Josie Weirs leads her team with 4 points, has a chance to make it 5 with the old-fashioned three-point play. Her team cuts the lead back to 14, 20-6. 5:31 left to go in the first half. Looks like Gracie Simmons getting set to check back in for the Lady Bearcats. Out will come Kaylin Noonan with her 8 points. Weirs fires up the extra point, gets the friendly roll, and in. Josie Weirs now has 5 on the night. It's 20-7. Burlingame. 20-footer is a little short by Emma Tyson from the top, but the putback is good by Isabella Tyson. 22-7 now the lead for the Lady Bearcats. 5:10 left to go here in the first half. Driving in now is Weirs. Gives to Jaylee True, left block. Now up to the top of the key, left wing into the hands of Ross Snowville. Snowville will fire a 3. That's a little long. Rebound ripped down by Crook. Burlingame back in control. 4:54 left to go. Unguarded under the basket. Nice feed down low to Emma Tyson for 2. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Jeff True.
Bearcats has beaten the Lady Titans just up and down the court both ways.
Yeah, that transition offense and defense is really taking its toll here. I want to say thank you again to McDonald's for sponsoring our timeouts here at the 101st Lyon County League Tournament. McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue. Feed the family with the bundle meals. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with 2 cheeseburgers, 2 medium fries, and 20 nuggets. Also, would like to say thank you to Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of Lebo Wolves. USD 386, Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. And Gwen Longbine, Eck Real Estate. Gwen helps buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag, land, and lake house sales in 2021. See how she can help you at gwenlongbine.com. Southern Coffee County stuck in the backcourt. Full court pressure applied here by Burlingame. Ball stolen in the front court as trying to feed it to Ross Snowville was Carly Ohl, and Isabella Tyson just jumped the pass. Left side with it now. Kenna Masters skips it right side to Gracie Simmons. Three on the way. Good. That is another Cody Thurston three by Burlingame. Gracie Simmons with her second on the night has 6 points now, trailing only Kaylin Noonan. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover here to Burlingame. They're back on the attack. Right corner, Simmons fires the 20-footer. That's no good, and we'll get a foul on Carly Ohl. Oh, nope, they're actually going to say that one is Emma Tyson. That's her second. That'll be the should be the team's third. As driving down the other way now with Snowville. A good feed to the left block for Riley Mathis, but she takes a few extra steps before picking the dribble up, and she'll turn it over here as lead out to 20 for Burlingame, 27-7 with 4 minutes left to go in this half. It's been all Burlingame thus far. Tyson goes right side to Masters. Masters now in the corner. Simmons with another Cody Thurston. Midwest Land Group three. And Simmons is now in the lead scorer for the game with 9 points, all from beyond the arc.
SEC playing a zone defense to combat the post play of Noonan, but the Bearcats are making him pay from the outside.
Steal on the opposite end. Noonan takes it down and scores off the right side. Kaylin Noonan now in double figures with 10. She takes back the scoring title here. 3:22 left to go in the half. Ball goes into the scorer's table. Creighton Winters down there. Trying not to spill his Powerade.
Keeping the book for Burlingame.
Yes, he is. Former coach there at Burlingame.
Knows a thing or two about winning a Lyon County League championship.
Oh, just a little.
On this court.
Not like he was in a classic a few years back or anything like that. Burlingame making a few substitutions here. We'll see Madison Hovestat return to the lineup. Out comes Kenna Masters. Out of the lineup for the Lady Titans comes Carly Ohl. Into the lineup for the first time is Cadence Gunlock, the 5'6 sophomore for Lady Titans. Gunlock has it top of the key, being guarded by Hovestad. Now right side to Weirs. To Jaylee True, just outside the lane, has it poked out of her hands into the hands of Noonan. Noonan now leading the charge. She'll throw it down to Isabella Tyson, who goes for the layup and travels before she can get in the air.
And she just kind of grabbed it and then took and came down. And then that extra step was it was almost in slow motion.
I think she just got a little bit ahead of herself. She thought she was already in the air as she'll pick up a foul as well. Tyson trying to intercept a inbounds intended for Weirs. Catches Weirs in the top of the head. So that will be Tyson's first, team's fourth, as Emma Tyson will sub out back into the lineup for Burlingame. Comes Alexandra Crook. Crook will guard Jaylee True as she will inbound from in front of the scorer's table right here in front of us. True goes to the backcourt to Snowville. Now up across half court, top of the Power E here at White Auditorium, trying to go around Noonan. Ooh, nice little fake there. Almost got Noonan to bite on it as she'll give over to Weirs now. Back to Snowville. Looking for an opening. She'll decide to dribble it. Goes to the top of the left wing, fires a three, it's long. Rebound put back by True is just a little too strong. Flying in for the rebound is Josie Weirs, and we're going to get a foul on Southern Coffee County. It will go against Emily Christensen. That'll be her first, team's fifth, for the push on the rebound. Burlingame with it, looking to increase their lead as they lead at 32-7 with 2:21 left to go in the first half. Right corner now, Isabella Tyson feeds it to the post to Noonan, who just a little short on the layup attempt from the right side. Jaylee True will walk away with the rebound, and she'll hand off to Weirs. Weirs inside the arc, now throws it up top to Snowville, trying the three again. It's short and falls out of bounds.
I like the last couple of looks there for the Titans, is trying to make it rain. You know, when you're trailing things by 25, yeah, you're going to need a lot of things to go right. And if you're open, throw it up.
Well, they have attacked the basket quite a few times tonight. They just haven't really found pay dirt, as Madison Hovestad checks out for Burlingame. In comes Savannah Short, the 5'2 sophomore. Getting set to check back in for the Lady Titans are Carly Ohl and Riley Mathis. Mathis with two fouls, Ohl with two fouls. As a shot won't fall for Burlingame. Rebound collected by Josie Weirs. Weirs now top of the power E on the Lyon County, or the Southern Coffee County end, will be called for, well, actually they're going to say Ross Snowville committed the charge away from the ball. So that's Snowville's first, team six. They're one away from putting Burlingame at the line for the 1-1.
It didn't, with have, a minute, her, didn't have her feet set when she was setting the screen.
With a minute 30 left to go. Simmons was trying to feed Crook on the right block. She just threw it a little high, and Crook barely got a fingertip on it as it falls out of bounds. Jaylee True to inbound on the baseline. Gets it to Snowville. Snowville matching up with Noonan immediately, as Noonan will be tripped up over the feet of Carly Ohl. I think that was purely accidental, but they're going to call it.
As she was trying to get to the screen, she was just a half second too late.
Yeah.
Kind of stuck the leg out just a little bit. You know, the knee, just trying to get something on Noonan, and collision at midcourt.
Noonan was booking it too, so glad she's okay. She rolled out of it. 1:15 to go in this first half. Crook at the foul line, goes right block to Noonan. Great coverage by Ohl, as Ohl, as soon as Noonan got it, hands straight up in the air to try and stop her from driving upwards. Didn't go up, didn't move, just put the hands right there. Noonan had to change her course of action, and it caused her to fumble the ball. And led to a tie-up, jump ball, turnover here to Southern Coffee County with 65 seconds left to go in the first half. Noonan checks out. Back into the lineup comes Emma Masters. Snowville with it right wing in the backcourt. Full court pressure applied by the Lady Cats. Weirs will get it across the timeline with 55 seconds left to go. Top of the key now with it is Snowville. Right wing to Mathis, and Mathis will step a little too soon.
A little jumpy when she got the ball.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. 49.3 seconds left to go in this first half, as Burlingame leads at 32-7. Looking to punch their way to the championship semifinals, as Ross Snowville almost intercepts a pass, but it will be a turnover to Southern Coffee County, as it was last touched by Simmons before it fell out into the front row there. Again, another group of spectators on their phones got a little surprised there as the ball came flying at them. Got to be aware. 30 seconds left to go in the half. Weirs, long three on the way. Oh, man, the bank was almost open late hours, but just got an unfriendly roll, and we get a tie-up on the left side of the basket. Jump ball goes to Burlingame. That was probably the best shot they've had from beyond the arc tonight.
Yeah, they're 0 for 5, but they're getting open looks.
Mm-hmm.
Burlingame being awfully aggressive. They've been kind of over-committing on some things, leaving those open looks.
Noonan and Kenna Masters will check back in as Crook and Emma Tyson take a seat. Down low with it now. Noonan goes up top. Apologies, Emma Tyson's still there, as Tyson misses on the 19-footer. Letting go a long two was Isabella Tyson, but that will miss the mark and take us to the halftime break. It's 32-7, Burlingame leading Southern Coffee County here at the 101st Lyon County League Tournament. We will take a quick break, come back, get your halftime stats and analysis, and get set for second half action of our girls' evening matchup here from White Auditorium. You're listening to coverage of the 2022 Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Shankey Well Service started in 19... 19-